The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Matt Smith in for Mike Evans this morning alongside Mark Schlereth. Mike will be back tomorrow, I think. If he's not, you know, he's not. Michael Malone Michael Malone and the Denver Nuggets lost yesterday. And after losing their third straight, tying the season-long losing streak for the Nuggets, Mike says that it's not very fun over there right now.
Losing sucks. All right, we all realize that, but let's stay together, let's stay poised, and let's find a way to put 48 minutes together. And that's one thing I told our team tonight. San Antonio, that second quarter killed us. Tonight, that third quarter killed us. We have to find a way to not allow a quarter like that if we're going to get out of this losing streak.
Yeah, you know, I mean, your ability to focus, and you know this as well as I do, you cover the Nuggets forever.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a game of runs. It's such a game of you know, a team gets hot shooting, and how do you eliminate that, or how do you stop that, or when do you call a timeout? When do you let them play through it? It's all those things, and you know, a lot of that is how do your players respond? Like, as a coach, sometimes I think you don't want to have to be the guy that always responds. You want your players. I always said this about the really good teams that I got a chance to be on. We didn't have to wait for the coaches to say, hey, practice ain't going well, guys. Or, hey, guys, you know, we're not playing that well. I mean, we were fixing things in the huddle. We were fixing things on the sideline. And so, you know, I don't know if Michael Malone is waiting for that. If I know James Merrill would come on here and said he's never had, you know, the ability to call a correct timeout or make an adjustment or all those things. But, I you know, probably better for them to struggle right now, obviously,
yeah,
to say, hey, man, we're not, you know, all that. We need to be better.
Like, yes.
At least there's a wake-up call right now for them.
Yeah, and when you look at the standings, they've got a little bit of a cushion. Now, if you're firmly in the camp like somebody like James is, and we'll have him on here shortly, and think that you have to secure the top overall seed because you want to start the NBA Finals at home, I think right now, if you're the Nuggets, to be honest with you, you just got to focus on getting there, right? You just got to focus on getting into the playoffs, getting out of the first round, and taking things step by step. And it's interesting because I don't think Malone is pushing the right buttons right now. Three games in, I don't think it makes sense to bench one of your stars on this team who had 17 points in the first half, and you don't play him for an entire quarter. That just doesn't make sense, even if you're not happy with him, like Jared Bednar did the other night. You've got to empower your players like he did with Mikko Rantanen when he sat down with him and talked to him and then turned him loose. Yeah. He didn't bench him the entire third period. Speaking of Jared Bednar, the Avs got back on track. And you notice the tone from Michael Malone saying losing sucks. Tell me if it's the same tone with Bedsy right now.
To be able to see our team like sort of turn it around, it's certainly a good teaching game because, I mean, you look at what happened in the Final 40. You know, like, I just keep getting this feeling that we're as good as we want to be. It doesn't mean there's no guaranteed wins. You know, you're going to have to go earn them all.
Good as you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Like, which is an interesting conversation to have. Because when you're as good as you want to be, it means that there's not any game that you can't dominate. But, you know, that's the same as saying, hey, man, you play to the level of your competition at times. Like, you guys have an extra gear.
Right.
Do you want to play with the extra gear? Or are you saving yourself? Or are you? And there is certainly a feeling of pacing. Like, when the Avs struggle, and they've, you know, they've given up five, and they've given up seven, and they, you know, Georgiev have given up seven and then five the other night, and it certainly felt like to me that there are certain games that they're just like, dude, we're taking a break. Like, we're not.
Hey, it's not the playoffs yet.
Yeah,
it's not the playoffs yet. We get it, guys.
Yeah. We're not checked in yet.
Yeah.
I have less concern for the Avalanche when they do that because I know and I've witnessed them win a Stanley Cup.
Right.
when the Avs are, when the Nuggets do the same type of thing, mm-hmm. I'm like, you guys don't have the wiggle room,
right,
to take a night off and yeah. to play out of sync. And for, you know, Jamal Murray to shoot that many shots and only knock down about 25% of his shots, like at some point, I know the old adage is shooters, you know, shoot themselves back in, but score. Like, I need you to be a scorer in those situations or in those nights when your shot's not falling. Go be a scorer. Don't be a shooter.
And I think for the Avalanche right now, Bednar is also saying, hey, look, we're as good as we want to be. It's about how much effort we want to put into it. And this off the heels of him talking about the self-motivation that's required to grind through the year.
Yes.
The Avs and the Nuggets are both at the grind of the regular season right now. One team is handling it a little bit better than the other team. I really think you're starting to see just a little bit of that mental toughness being called into question for the Nuggets. Whereas the Avalanche, you know it's there, and so does Bednar. But because this team's been so hurt all year long, he hasn't been able to see them at their full capacity. But the mental toughness is still there to bounce back. And right now, the Nuggets are going to have their next opportunity to do so in a few days here. But for the Avalanche, that starts once again building a new winning streak tonight in not Montreal. Like, if you wanted to say Montreal, you kind of get that Chicago accent, Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not. The Canadians say Montreal.
Montreal. That's you ever hear anybody? Because Barry Melrose, when I worked with Barry at ESPN, he always used to say Calgary.
Calgary, right? Montreal, Calgary.
Yeah,
it's not Edmonton. It's just Edmonton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like somebody's name, Edmonton.